Archers for the week 23 to 28 May
1999.
Julia, you got a minute?
Oh, hello, Pat.
How was your break?
Just what I needed. Except it's left me with a lot to catch up on. How's Jill?
Oh, fine in herself. Not really in any pain now after the operation.
That's good news.
Yes, the bad news is the size of plaster on her leg.
Really?
Yes, it's ankle to thigh.
Good heavens. Can she move at all?
Oh, you know, Mum. She was up on her crutches as soon as they'd let her. It is pretty unwieldy.
And are you managing with the B&Bs and everything?
Just about. I've left Ruth putting the finishing touches to the Sunday lunch.
But if they're only bed and breakfast...
Oh, Mum likes to give her special guests a traditional Sunday lunch. We thought it might upset her if we didn't try.
Sure, you're doing a splendid job.
Well, it hasn't been so difficult this weekend. I've been staying over. But I don't want to stay in the week. It's very disruptive for Daniel and Auntie Chris. I've got to get into the stable sometime.
Ruth and David are there on the spot.
But they've got a farm to run. Not to mention their own children to look after.
Good job you finished silaging.
Got the shearers coming, though. Oh, let's not think about it. How are you? You look better.
Oh, I feel it. I really needed that break. It was the only way I could get things in perspective.
Janet says it's a beautiful place.
It is. And it's so peaceful. I'm waiting to thank her for suggesting it.
Well, I'm afraid she's got quite a queue. Maybe their last chance.
Oh, yes. She and Usha are off on their big adventure soon, aren't they?
Yeah, next Sunday. I'm hoping I'll be able to see her off. I'll have to see how things work out at Brookfield.
I'm sure you'll have everything sorted by then. Morning, Phil.
Oh, hi, Dad. You ready to go?
Morning, Pat. Oh, you're looking well.
Thank you.
Yes, if you are, Shula. I don't think we should leave Ruth to cope on her own too long. She's not used to the kitchen.
Oh, I shouldn't worry. Sure, she's got everything under control.
Caramelised carrots. Slice lengthways. Why can't they have them chopped up like everyone else? Pip, will you stop doing that?
I want to. This is my drum.
Well, play it somewhere else. Find Alistair, and then you can play with Daniel and Josh.
I don't want to play with Daniel. I'm fed up with Daniel.
And I'm fed up with cooking.
I love everything under control.
We all have to do things we don't want to. Does it look like it? And where have you been?
Well, you know, I wanted to get that spraying done.
Daddy, Daddy, look what I can do. Here's my drum.
Didn't have time last week while we were silaging. Yeah, it's lovely, Pip. I shan't have much time this week, but the shearer's coming.
You don't have to tell me how much work there is to do on the farm. Pip, I've told you once, will you stop that?
Don't shout, Mummy.
Hey, tell you what, love, why don't you find Alistair and Daniel?
I don't want to.
Not even if you'll take you out to feed Gran's hens. Don't think anyone's done that this morning.
I can feed the hens.
Off you go, then. Sorry I shouted at you.
That's all right, Mummy. I know you don't like cooking.
Out of the mouths of babes.
I'm glad you think it's funny. I hope the guests will be as amused when they get their inedible Sunday lunch.
Hey, the roast's in. Sheila and Dad will be back soon. Anyway, I thought you were only doing the vegetables.
Only?
You can cook vegetables. You do it for us all the time.
Nice plain ones, not all this fancy stuff.
I'm sure they'll all be fine.
It's just not my thing.
Hey, it's a one-off. It's only because these are Mum's special pets and she'd promised them.
The breakfasts aren't a one-off, though, are they?
Well, maybe Dad could take them on. He did offer to do the lunch. It was only that he didn't want to let Janet down.
But then he wouldn't be able to help with the milking. Everything has a knock-on effect.
Ah, something smells good.
There you are, you see.
Oh, you have been busy.
I have.
Are these potatoes parboiling to be roasted?
Yeah.
They've gone a bit soft.
They'll just have to be boiled potatoes then, won't they?
Not much of a Sunday lunch without roast potatoes.
Dad, why don't you go and find those clean clothes Mum wanted us to take over this afternoon? Then we can get straight off after lunch.
Wonder if things need sorting out
I'll
here.
Give my hand.
Why don't I find the clothes? I might manage that.
Yes, she gave me a list. Hang on a minute, I'll find it for you.
It's by the phone. Oh, dear. Do I gather Ruth's getting a bit frazzled?
Well, she'd be the first to admit it.
Dad's too worried about Mum to be tactful.
Well, Ruth's really worried about letting her down.
We all are.
That's what's making us so tetchy. Wondering how we're going to cope next week.
Oh, so am I, David. So am I.
Tommy must be really keen on this girl.
Kirsty? Yeah, they do seem to be more than just good friends.
Yeah, he could hardly wait to finish his pudding. First time I've known him pass up food for a girl.
Oh, I want a word with him about that. With you just back from Wales, he might have stayed round a bit longer.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm just pleased to see him looking happier.
He is full of himself at the moment. And Helen's as bad, dashing off to do her assignment.
Maybe they thought they were being tactful.
How do you mean?
Thought you and I would like to spend some time alone together.
I wouldn't bank on it. The day that Tommy is
we
tactful...
We haven't really talked since I came back from Wales, have we?
I'm sorry.
I wasn't blaming you.
I've been so busy trying to get everything out of the way so we can get a good crack at silaging this week.
I know.
Bit of a blow losing Bert.
Yeah, but sounds like they'll need him at Brookfield.
Yeah, I know. And I've got Neil. And Mike's on standby.
Oh, he said yes, then?
Well, he muttered something about his strawberries, but I think we'll be OK.
Good. Mike's another person I need to have a word with.
So, as long as Eddie turns up with his forage harvester...
Tony!
Always a worry. That thing must be on its last
Tony,
legs.
Tony, I don't really want to talk about silaging.
No, sorry.
I want to talk about us.
Us?
Well, me, to start with. I feel so much better since I got back from Wales.
Yeah, I know. But you still need to take things steady. You've been ill.
That's the point. I've been ill.
Yeah, I know. Which is why I'm saying...
I didn't... or I wouldn't admit it.
Well, some things are hard to face.
I was all so muddled. I was so muddled. I needed to get away to see things clearly, to sort things out in my mind. See what was really still to do with John and what was to do with me being ill.
And can you?
I think I'm beginning to. At least I can see how confused I was and how unfair.
Unfair? Who to?
You.
Oh.
I said some terrible things to you.
Well, maybe I deserved them.
No. No, you didn't. And I didn't mean them, not really. I was just lashing out. I was just hurting so much myself, I didn't care who else I hurt.
Well, that's not like you.
It wasn't me. What's that phrase? The balance of my mind was disturbed. Really understand what that means now.
Well, as long as you're feeling better.
Tony, I really didn't mean those dreadful things I said to you.
Didn't you?
No. You must believe me and forgive me if you think you can.
Oh, of course I can.
It's so disappointing. I was sure I'd be home tomorrow.
Well, if you need to be checked over by the consultant before you go...
I don't see why. I'm fine now. I'm out of bed, on my crutches.
It's on them too much.
I'm supposed to keep mobile. I have to keep coming back every few days for physio. They're going to be keeping an eye on me.
Well, I'm pleased you're going to have another day in here.
Charming. Aren't you missing me?
Of course I am. But it will give us a chance to get everything absolutely straight before you come home.
So what isn't straight, then?
Well, nothing. Everything's fine.
It can't be. But, you just haven't time to take on all my jobs as well.
No, we're finding time. We're making time.
You're making the best of it because you don't want to upset me.
No, I'm not. You ask Ruth and Shula when they come. They'll tell you the same.
Because you've all got your stories straight.
They shouldn't be long, though.
They shouldn't have come at all. They must be exhausted. They should have had a rest.
Well, they wanted to. But David would have come too, but he'd got to do the milking.
So who's with the children?
Alistair.
They worry me. How can Shula and Ruth cope if I can't have the children? You can't pretend it isn't a problem.
Well...
I knew it.
If it is, they'll just have to find someone else to look after them, won't they?
Oh, yes. Like who?
Oh, sorry I was a bit snappy this morning.
That's right. I think I could have coped if I hadn't had Pip banging a saucepan down the ear. That was the last straw,
wanting some attention. Daniel's the same. They are being shoved from pillar to post a bit.
What's the alternative?
I don't know. We're all under a lot of pressure.
It's not going to get any better, is it?
I'm afraid not.
When your mum's home, she'll need looking after as well.
Yes, she's not going to be able to do much with her leg in plaster.
So that's one less person to work on the farm or help with the children or look after the B&Bs.
I know.
We all do two jobs as it is. Taking on Jill's as well. Especially when she's not there to help with the children and needs looking after herself.
There must be some way of managing it.
There is, but I don't think I'd make myself very popular if I suggested it.
Cancelling the B&Bs?
You thought of that too.
It had crossed my mind.
It's logical. They're the only thing Jill's totally responsible for.
Well, that's the problem though, isn't it? She'd feel we were letting people down.
And your dad would worry about the money.
I just don't see how he could suggest it. Well, here we are.
Shula!
Hi, Mum. We can't talk about this now.
I know.
Gotta put on a brave face for Mum's sake.
Jill, you're up.
Of course I'm up. I'm really getting the hang of these crutches now.
Yeah, she's a positive menace on them.
Oh, look, I brought you some flowers.
Oh, they're lovely.
This is from Pip and Josh.
Oh, thank you. How sweet. Look, Phil.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
So does this mean you'll be coming home soon?
Not as soon as I'd hoped.
Now, the consultant needs to give her the all clear, and apparently she won't be able to see him till late tomorrow.
Oh, I see. But I'm sure I'll be out by Tuesday. It's ridiculous me taking up a bed when there's nothing wrong with me.
Jill.
Well, there isn't.
That plaster on your leg's a fashion statement, is it?
Oh, it is nice to see you. I get bored. And you can tell me what's really going on.
Can we?
Well, I can't get the truth out of your father. He says everything's fine.
Well...
Oh, it is. The silage is in the clamp. And the children are at an adventure playground.
And the guests are putting their feet up after a splendid lunch. And all's right with the world.
This weekend. What's going to happen in the week? More guests, the shearers, Chris needing you at the stables, no one looking after the children.
This is a bit daunting. So...
But we'll cope.
There's one thing you won't have to worry about anymore.
I can't imagine why we didn't think of it before.
It's the thing we're most concerned about.
Yeah, but we thought you wouldn't like the idea.
It's you two who really need to approve.
We do?
Oh, I'm sure they will. Hayley is a trained nanny after all.
Hayley?
Yes. Children are obviously getting a raw deal. That must be worrying you.
And it's so simple. Why don't you ask Hayley if she can look after them? That'll solve all our problems.
Brand new forager.
But where'd it come from?
Edward reckoned the aliens had landed.
Hey?
A lorry brought it. And a salesman. And he's just seen him off now.
A salesman?
Yeah, for the dealers.
You mean he's bought it? He can't do that. We're up to our eyes in debt as it is.
He hadn't bought it. Even Eddie and that daft. It's on trial.
You mean a machinery dealers really think we could afford to buy this? How much did it cost?
Oh, wouldn't see no change in a 20 grand, I shouldn't think.
£20,000? If we sold everything we've got, we'd be lucky to get 2,000.
Well, not if you count the cows.
Don't.
Oh, don't worry, Clary. We ain't gonna buy it.
What's he got it for, then?
Do the silage in at Bridge Farm. We ain't got a machine of our own, have we?
Are you allowed to do that?
Well, how are they gonna know? Eddie told him he was thinking of buying, but he needed to try it out first. So they've agreed to leave it for a few days.
We're borrowing that machine to do contract work and then we just give it back without paying a penny.
That's right. Sweet, isn't it? See? Oh, you got to hand it to him this time. Most of his daft schemes never come off, but oh, this one's a winner.
That's him safely off the farm. Now we can get cracking.
What on earth do you think you're playing at? You'll never get away with it.
Why not?
Because you just won't, that's why. Because it ain't right.
They offer these trials, Clary. I didn't have to twist his arm.
Are you sure you know how to work that thing? A bit different to our old war horse.
Oh, he showed me how to set it up. Run it running out the back. There's nothing to it. Do you want to go?
Hey, this isn't a new toy.
Oh, you wouldn't say no.
Up on the tractor, then. Oh, where can you give Tony a ring, love? Tell him I'll be a bit late.
No, I can't. I don't want nothing to do with this.
Suit yourself. Don't suppose he'll mind when he sees this bit of kit. The work done in half the time.
Here, shall I get young William? I'm sure he'd like to see it.
No, certainly not. He's supposed to be revising. I don't want him mixed up in all this either.
You know what? It's perfectly legit.
Oh, I got to hand it to you, son. You've pulled some stunts in your time, but this is your cracker.
Both as bad as one another.
They left it for me to try out, and I'm trying it out. Just won't be on my farm, that's all.
I think they're probably out here.
Sorry to disturb you like this.
Oh, no, it's no problem.
Right, over to me now.
Yes, there. Oops. I thought Hayley would probably take him into the garden.
Oh, it is a lovely day.
Right, that's right, Jamie.
Yeah,
shoot now.
He does love his football.
Very good.
Keep telling him it's the cricket season now.
Football never seems to stop these days.
That's true. Hayley, have you got a minute? Yes, all the all seasons run into each other, don't they?
Quicker and quicker. I can't believe it's time for the single wicket again.
It does sneak up on you.
Sid, I'll be with you in a minute.
You'll be right, be coming, I take it.
Oh, yes, of course. Shaping up to be a good competition this year, is it?
Yes, I think so. Well, just one or two things need sorting out. Nothing for you to worry about.
Just 1 minute. Keep practising. Morning, Sheila.
Hello.
What's it you wanted, Sid?
Well, it's Shula who's come to see you, actually.
Oh, sorry to interrupt your game.
Oh, no, I could do with a break. It's wearing me out.
I'll leave you to it, then. Just to say, Hayley, what Shula's suggesting is fine by me. I think it's good for Jamie to play with other children, especially with him going to school in September.
Other children?
But you need to check with Kathy, of course. See ya.
What are the children? What's he talking about?
Oh, I had hoped to lead up to this more tactfully.
Not much chance of that with Sid about. He's a lovely bloke, but tact is not his middle name.
Oh, it doesn't matter. There's no point in beating about the bush either. You can do it or you can't.
Do what? I'm still in the dark.
Oh, sorry. You heard about my mum's accident.
Oh, yeah. Poor Jill. How is she?
On the mend, thank goodness. Mm. Coming home tomorrow, we hope.
Oh, that is good news.
Yes. Only you should see the size of the plaster on her leg. Yeah. She's going to need a lot of looking after and...
Oh, Shula. I'm afraid I'm going to have to stop you there. I'm a nanny, not a nurse. I don't think I could
look after... Oh, no, that wasn't what I was going to ask you. Dad's appointed himself chief nurse. Though that means he won't be able to work on the farm.
You don't want me to do the pigs?
No. No, it's Mum we need cover for. Her bed and breakfast guests. And all the childcare she does for Ruth and me.
Now get the picture.
To tell you the truth, Hayley, it's all turning into a bit of a nightmare. Ruth and I both work.
Of course.
We could just about manage the guests or the children, but both.
I can imagine.
We can't do anything about the guests without upsetting Mum. But we did wonder if
I could give you a hand with the children. What did you have in mind exactly?
Well, anything would help. But ideally, if you could set up a sort of temporary creche at the bungalow. Bring Jamie and Henry, of course, and then look after Daniel and Josh there, too. Oh, I know it's a lot to ask.
Well,
it's a terrible cheek. It's just that we're desperate.
Oh, no, it's not that I mind. Sid's right. Do Jamie good to be with other children. And Henry's such a love. He doesn't mind where he is. But Josie might.
Oh, of course.
I mean, don't get me wrong. She's very easygoing. But she is paying me to look after her children.
Oh, we pay you. That goes without saying. Maybe even cover a proportion of what Josie gives you, if you think that'd help.
Well, I don't think the money would bother her, but moving to the bungalow might.
Oh, I see.
I mean, the odd hours she works. She likes to pop home and see the kids when she can.
Yeah. The trouble is, if we had to spend time getting the children over to you, it wouldn't really help much.
Yeah, no, I can see that.
Oh, well, it was just an idea. I'm sure we'll manage.
Oh, no, I'll do it if I can. Pip and Becky are such mates around at each other's houses half the time. As it is, that wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, well, that was one of the reasons we thought of asking you.
Leave it with me. I'll ask Josie, see what she thinks.
Oh, would you? We'd be very grateful.
Not at all. It's not a problem as far as I'm concerned. The more the merrier. Oh, Jamie, those are your mum's roses. She's not going to be very pleased if you do that, is she? I'm sorry, I better see to him.
Of course, and thank you.
So I'll try and talk to her today. So if she's not keen, you can get on with making alternative arrangements.
Right. All right, Jamie, I'm coming. Oh, thank you, that's really thoughtful.
Oh, I've just thought. It might only be for this week, though, with it being half term next week.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
Anything, we'd be so grateful.
Oh, half term. Farm fully booked, stables at full stretch, children on holiday. Oh, great.
Clary, you got a moment?
Oh, you were just on my way to the dairy.
Oh, this won't take long.
Right, you are. Though if it's about Eddie...
Eddie? No. Why should it be?
No. Only with him being a bit late.
He is coming, isn't he? Because I've got Neil and Tommy lined up to haul the stuff.
Oh, he's coming.
Oh, that's all right, then. No, I wasn't expecting to make a start much before 10.
Weren't you? Good.
You sure there's nothing wrong? That forage harvester of yours hasn't broken down, has it?
No. Well, that is, it did.
Oh, great. This is a fine time to tell me.
No.
I suppose he's out looking for a replacement. We'll have to hang around waiting.
He'll be here. He's fixed it, in a way.
Well, I hope so. We need to get cracking while this weather holds.
You'll crack on, don't worry about that. So what did you want to talk to me about?
Pat.
Oh, isn't she going to be in the dairy today? She seems so much better.
Oh, she's there already. Oh, I think she is a lot better.
Oh, quite her old self, eh? Getting the interviews for Tracy's replacement
sorted. Yeah, but she's not her old self, is she?
Don't you think so?
She's been ill.
I thought she were really on the mend now.
Well, I think she is too. But I don't want her to take on too much too quickly.
Oh, I see.
Get overtired and start slipping back.
Yeah, that'd be a shame. She's made such progress.
So, I just wanted to ask you to keep an eye on her.
Of course.
I know I can trust you to make sure she'd... What? Who on earth is this? They must have got the wrong farm.
No, that's Eddie.
Eddie?
Yeah.
Well, where'd he get that from? I thought you could barely make the rent.
I don't want to talk about it. Ask Eddie.
But he hasn't been stupid enough to... It's not hot, is it? Fallen off the back of a trailer?
Oh, no, he ain't stolen it.
Oh, that's all right, then.
Is it? You don't mind?
Well, why should I?
Well, it wasn't what you was expecting.
As long as he gets the job done, that's fine by me.
Is it?
Well, what do you think?
I think it's a scam, Eddie.
No, all above board.
How can you say that?
But I don't want to know.
He nicked it.
No, so Clary told me.
Didn't have to. You see, the thing
is... I've told you, Eddie, I don't want to know. I don't want to be an accessory after the fact.
I'm telling you, it's legit.
If you say so. I don't care.
Don't you?
Of course he don't. As long as it does the job, why should he?
Exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth.
And that's legal, is it?
Well, why wouldn't it be? Like Eddie says, they lend them to folks to try out.
Yeah, I suppose so. Oh, yeah, he's on to a winner this time.
Well, if you try as many daft schemes as my Eddie, you're bound to strike lucky sometime.
Right. Jane was having a little nap. All that football must have tired him out.
Right, you are. I'll check on him in a minute. Do you think you belong?
Oh, I shouldn't think so. Josie's off out when she's had her lunch. But we need to talk this thing through properly. We can't do it over the phone.
Yeah, that's fine. Did you get hold of Catherine?
Yeah, she wouldn't mind either. It's all down to Josie.
Here, is that the wench that takes the photos of the Porchester Echo?
Yes.
Oh, well, she can take my snap any time she likes. Centrefold, whatever, eh?
Oh, Joe. Just eaten.
Hey, thanks, Joe. You've jogged my memory. Can you ask her if she's going to the single wicket this year?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we could do with a bit of publicity.
Well, it won't do you much good, would it? By the time the paper comes out, the contest will be over.
Now, publicity for the cricket team. Might attract some new players.
We'll try and get some good ones this time.
Ah, yes, very funny. We're not doing so badly, despite some notable defections. Do you know what Roy's doing about single wicket, Hayley?
He said he'd be there.
Uh-huh, yeah, but will he want to play?
Oh, I don't know. You'll have to ask him. Right, I must go or I shan't catch Josie. I'll see you later.
Yeah, I'll see you. Yes, I will have to ask him.
What's the problem?
Well, I don't think he should be allowed to play. Him or Sean Myerson.
Just because they're playing for Darrington?
Afternoon, Hop.
What do you mean, just? Afternoon, Tony.
Oh, you finished the silaging already, then?
It's amazing what you do with a decent bit of kit.
Yeah, even if it is driven by chances.
Charming. And I thought it'd be drinks all round to celebrate, starting with me.
Oh, you'll be lucky. No, I did say I'd buy them lunch.
Well, same difference. I'll have a pint before the others get here.
Oh, no, I'm not stopping. I said I'd take him a few rolls back. You got any made up, Sid?
Yeah, it should be all right.
Only I didn't want to bother Pat.
Yep. Yes, got half a dozen there.
Ah, oh, it's fine.
I don't suppose you know if Roy took us thinking of entering the single wicket, eh?
No, I haven't got a clue. Why do you ask?
Sid thinks he ought to be banned.
I didn't say that. Just don't think it's appropriate.
Why? Because he's playing for Darrington. You shouldn't have altered the rules then. I always thought it was a mistake.
I didn't alter the rules. What are you talking about?
When it looked like those blokes from Pennyhassett were going to play.
Ah, yeah, I remember.
I was the one who sorted it. Changing the rules has nothing to do with me.
Doesn't alter the fact that they're there. You're eligible to enter if you live in the village. Roy's perfectly entitled to enter if he wants to.
Oh, Sean.
Sean? He wouldn't dare.
Well, why not?
I'll have a word with Roy. He'll see a reason. He's a sensible lad at heart.
What about Sean? You're going to have a word with him as well?
If I have to.
Well, while you're at it, you better ask for the trophy back.
You are?
Well, he won last year, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Maybe he's planning to keep it.
Ah, don't be daft. As long as he hasn't lost it, eh?
Lost it? Who'd lose a trophy like that?
Oh, I could think of someone. Couldn't you, Sid?
Yes, right. Think I could. Yeah, well, don't you worry. I'll get that trophy back from Sean like quick sharp. You watch.
Cozy, all tucked up on that settee.
Yeah, if only she'd stay on it.
I'm supposed to keep mobile.
You're not supposed to go mountain climbing.
Oh, that does seem a bit ambitious.
I was just trying to get up the stairs.
On crutches with that plaster.
Well, they showed me how to do it at the hospital. It's perfectly possible.
Isn't it incredibly tiring, though?
Thank you, Jennifer. Of course it is.
Oh, I hope I'm not tiring you out. I was a bit worried it was too soon to come visiting your first day home.
I've had all day to settle in. Shula's been here.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed her.
Well, Daniel was getting a bit fractious.
I could have shown off my beautiful plant to her. It's lovely, thank you.
Oh, part of Mum's booty from the Chelsea Flower Show. You should thank her, really.
I will. Did she enjoy herself?
Oh, yes, she and Jack had a wonderful time.
It ought to be on the windowsill, though. It needs sunlight.
Jill, what on earth are you doing? You sit still. I'll move it. You see the trouble I have?
It's just so frustrating.
Well, you shouldn't tie yourself out your first day home.
Yes, exactly. Peace and quiet's what you need.
Well, I'll have to be going soon.
That wasn't a hint.
No, really, I need to get supper on. But I would like a word with David and Ruth before I go, if that's possible.
Well, they're getting the ewes down, ready for shearing tomorrow.
Oh, well, I'll catch them on my way out, then.
Anything we can help with?
Well, I've got a message from Debbie. Well, I could leave it with you.
Of course.
But I did want a word about this... this stupid rumour that Kate was involved in the attack on our crop.
Well, David and Ruth haven't said that.
Well, I know.
I thought Kate had spoken to them already.
Well, I suspect that she might not have handled it very well. And I thought I might be able to smooth things over a bit.
Are there any more developments? Have the police traced the van?
No, not exactly. But at least they're on its track now.
That's something.
P.C. Davies came to see us yesterday. You know, the community beat officer.
Mm. Brian doesn't rate him much, does he?
Well, he was only passing on information. And the difficulty was that the registered owner had moved to another police area.
Oh, I suppose that delayed things.
Yes. And then it turned out that he'd sold it through a car auction in Birmingham.
Oh, so can they follow that up?
Well, they're talking to the auction people this week. And PC Davies seemed to think they'd have a result in a day or two.
That is good news.
Mm. If it could put a stop to these rumours.
Yes, the sooner this is cleared up, the better for everyone.
Hey, I'm just hoping it'll all be sorted out by the time we have our farm walk.
Oh, how's that shaping up?
Oh, very well, I think. I've been roped in to do the tea and sandwiches.
Yeah. Lucky walkers.
And Debbie's taking fresh pictures of the habitat sites for the display boards, and we're having our picture taken for the Echo.
Oh, we'll look out for that.
Well, it won't be in this week. It's for the press release to publicise it next week.
I'd like to come on that.
Jill.
I'll have the plaster off by then.
You'll still be on crutches.
Well, that's a thought. I ought to check how user-friendly our route is. Maybe I'll get Kate onto it. Take her mind off her troubles.
Go on. In you go, you daft animals.
Is this the last lot?
Yep, that's it.
Bert's sorting them out.
Good. All nicely rounded up, warm and dry, and ready for the shearers.
Yep.
Lots of back-aching work for you. Nice early start.
I wouldn't have minded that.
Rather you than me. I hate catching sheep. Dragging some struggling ewe onto a shearing board is not my idea of a good time.
I was looking forward to it. Would have been a good experience.
I'd get them to let you roll the fleeces if... What do you mean you were looking forward to it?
They're just going to have to manage. I'm not going to be able to help out.
What? Why not? I thought Hayley was coming over first thing to sort out the kids.
She is, and that would be a help.
I'll say. Thank God Josie agreed to the arrangement.
She's a working mother herself. She knows what it's like. One of the reasons we need her so much tomorrow is that Shula's got to go into the stables.
Yeah, I know, but with no guests tonight, we won't have to worry about breakfast tomorrow.
But we will have to worry about your mum. Who's going to look after her?
Well, Dad's been managing today.
As far as we know, and Shula was there to help. But when he's on his own... I mean, he's not getting any younger himself.
No, he's not.
And the size of that plaster, you can see how much help she's going to need.
Oh, no.
Do you really think he's going to wash and dress her? Because that's what we're talking about.
Oh, maybe not. I don't know.
I just don't think it's something his generation would be comfortable with.
Oh, mum's too. Don't even know she'd like me to get involved.
I don't think she would. Which leaves me, doesn't it?
Sorry, love.
Oh, well... Just have to learn how to shear sheep another time.
Well, well, well. Good evening, Sid. Can I get you a drink?
No, thanks. This isn't a social call.
Oh, I didn't imagine it would be. So, to what do I owe the pleasure? Huh?
I want to keep this business like. No call for sarcasm.
Oh, sorry. So, what can I do for you?
It's about a single wicket competition.
Oh, yeah?
I want to know if you're entering.
Oh, right.
I know you're technically eligible.
Technically?
Because you live in the village.
Oh, yes. And I did win it last year.
Yeah, that's another thing. We'll come to that in a minute. Frankly, I don't think it's appropriate for someone who's playing for a rival team to enter a village competition.
Well, don't you?
No, don't. It's not in the spirit of the thing.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing your thoughts on sporting etiquette with me. I'll bear it in mind.
So, you're not entering?
Well, I didn't say that.
So you are?
I didn't say that either. I haven't made up my mind.
Hey. When do you think you will?
I haven't decided that. I'm not a very decisive person.
You're winding me up.
I haven't decided. Look, it's a free country.
Well, while you're making your mind up, I'd like the trophy back.
What trophy?
You know what trophy.
Oh, for the single wicket competition. The one that I won.
Yes, I'd like it back, please.
I thought I was allowed to keep it for the year.
Technically.
Technically? Actually.
Yeah, but the year's up next Monday and I'm here now. And if you're not going to take part...
I haven't made up my mind yet.
It'd be more convenient if I took it now.
Not for me. I'm not sure I know where it is.
You're not sure where it is? You mean you've lost it?
Look, of course not. I've stored it with my other trophies.
Well, then.
Well, then, it's not convenient for me to go and find it now, so I'm afraid you'll just have to wait, OK? So there's nothing else.
I want that trophy.
You'll have it. All in good time.
I really must be getting on. Seb, I could just give you this message to pass on to David.
Houston. Oh, Hello, Jennifer.
Don't talk of the devil.
Jenny's got a message for you from Debbie.
Oh, yes.
Oh, nothing urgent. It's just she's phoned the marketing company doing this survey for this lamb scheme.
Oh, good. I kept meaning to, but we've been so busy.
But they say the report should be ready in about 3 weeks.
Oh, well, that gives us a bit of breathing space.
And the, well, the other thing was a bit more delicate.
I'm sure David will help if he can.
It's these rumours about Kate.
Oh, yeah. Look, I did speak to Kate about that last week.
Yeah, I know, but... Well, it sounded as though she rubbed you up the wrong way.
Well, she wasn't particularly tactful.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault, Jennifer.
That isn't really the problem, anyway. I just can't say I'm certain when I'm not. And that seems to be what she wants me to do.
Well, you surely don't think it was Kate. I mean, she insists she had nothing to do with it.
I believe her, and I'm quite happy to say that, but... I can't say she wasn't there because I don't know who was.
Well, surely she can see that.
And if you tell her David believes...
Well, I'll try. Anyway, I must be off. I'll pop in to see you later in the week, Jill.
Right.
You look after yourself.
I will.
Or I will.
Yeah, I'm sure. Bye, then.
Bye, Jennifer.
Bye.
I do wish Kate would drop this.
I'm sure Jenny would do her best to make her see sense.
Yeah. So, are the sheep all safely inside?
Oh, yes.
And is Ruth looking forward to her day with the shearers?
Rather her than me. I can't see the attraction.
Well, I don't think she'll be able to.
I thought she was really keen.
Oh, they'll manage without her.
Bert won't be able to help them. He'll be busy with the pigs tomorrow.
What will you be doing?
Well, looking after your mother, of course.
I shan't need any looking after.
That's all right, Dad. Ruth can do that.
She doesn't have to.
Is that why she thought she couldn't do the shearing?
Yeah.
Look, it's very nice of her, but I'll manage.
You won't have to manage. I'll be here. Of course Ruth can help with the shearing.
Are you sure, Dad? Have you thought this through?
Yes. For a start, we need to make up a bed downstairs.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. Not having you trying those stairs again. And then you can use the downstairs cloakroom. Much more sensible.
And, who's going to help Mum with washing and everything?
Oh, me, of course.
Phil, that is sweet, but really...
It's sensible.
Are you absolutely sure?
Absolutely.
Oh, thanks, Dad. Ruth will be really grateful. And, you know, whatever you need us to do...
Oh, haven't I got a lovely family?
Well, let's not all sit around congratulating ourselves. Let's get this bed moved.
Evening, Sean. Pint of bitter and half a lager, please.
Ah, right you are. This is my day for surprise visitors.
Is it?
Yeah, first of all, Sid Perks. How are you? I thought you'd got a crisis on a Brookfield. How is Jill?
Well, she's home.
So this is a celebration, is it?
Kind of. I've got an in-house babysitter at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Hayley told me she was going to give you a hand.
She's a godsend. Said she didn't mind staying on for a couple of hours tonight, so David and I could have a break.
So where is David?
Oh, he's just in the gents. But he wants to see you.
Right. There you are. That's a pint of bitter, half a lager.
Thanks. Can you change that?
Oh, yeah, of course. So, how is Jill? You didn't tell me.
Oh, she's fine in herself.
But not in her knee.
That's right. You should see the size of the plaster.
I don't need to. Mate of mine did something similar playing cricket.
Did it take him long to recover?
A couple of months. There you are, there's your change.
That's what I thought. Here you are, David, I've got your drink in.
Oh, thanks.
Hi, David. Oh, that eye of yours is looking better.
Yeah, not so many colours of the rainbow, anyway. Sean, what have you been saying to Sid?
Why? What's he been saying about me?
Well, I got a call from him just before I came out.
Oh, yeah?
He practically accused you of stealing the single wicket trophy.
Oh, did he?
You haven't lost it, have you?
Of course I haven't.
Well, then why don't you just give it back to him? Save a lot of trouble.
I want to make him sweat a bit.
That's not like you.
It's a bit petty, isn't it?
Oh, you didn't hear what he said to me. Coming in my pub, lecturing me on being a good sport.
Is this about you entering the single wicket? You're not going to, are you?
No, of course not.
Well, why don't you just tell him that?
Well, why should I? Oh, excuse me, I can see somebody who needs a drink.
Oh, dear. You put your foot in it there.
I don't know what gets into Sean where Sid's concerned. He has a complete personality change.
Oh, be fair. Sid starts it.
Well, it's their problem, isn't it? Let's not let it spoil our few hours off.
No. It is good to get away for a bit, get some perspective.
Yeah. Well, we were wrong about Dad, weren't we? He's quite prepared to play Florence Nightingale.
That doesn't solve everything, though. We're still not sure if Hayley will be able to have all the children for half term next week, and we're booked solid with B&Bs.
Hey, I thought we weren't going to think about it.
Not this evening, maybe. We've got to sort it soon. Otherwise, next week is just going to be a total nightmare.
were taken into the bank.
Did you see all the stuff I'd left up for you?
Yes, I've got that.
That was it.
I might be some time. Is that okay?
Fine. Everything's under control here.
I want to try and book the bouncy castle.
Who wants a... Oh, is that for my birthday?
It might be.
Last chance to be a child.
It might be that too. Is Tim Beecham still working for that insurance company in Borchester?
I don't know about working. It's where he sleeps at his desk when he's not out to lunch.
I might pop in on him too.
Well, don't get the bouncy castle from him. It would deflate as soon as you looked at it.
I wasn't going to. I wanted to ask him about DJs.
I thought he was dressed informal.
Very funny for the disco. I hope Julia's started getting the food organised.
She has, so don't worry.
You know, it'd be really nice if it had a theme and silly cocktails.
You're really into this, aren't you?
I am. It might be our last chance before... Well, you'll never be 40 again.
Before what?
Before you settle down into a sedate middle age. I think that's everything.
Mind how you go. Your driving's been a bit erratic recently.
Cheek, I'm an excellent driver.
Yeah, 3 miles on the road. Oh, and if you see Usha, well, don't offer her a lift, whatever you do.
Why not?
It's part of her training. She's cycling to Felpersham and walking to Borchester.
Good heavens.
I offered her one yesterday and she was most firm with me.
Okay, I've been warned. Oh, I might drop in at Brookfield on the way back, see how Mum is.
Here we are. Time for 11s.
Oh, Pat, that's great.
Tea, coffee, ginger nuts, chocolate chips.
Oh, well, timed that well. I've got a few minutes.
Waiting for Neil to bring the next load?
Yeah, he's on his way.
Oh, clamp seems to be filling up nicely. Do you want tea or coffee?
Oh, coffee, please. I just hit the spot.
Thirsty work silaging.
Yeah. That's good of you to bring this out for us.
Well, Clary seems to have the dairy well under control, bless her.
You're still one down, though, ain't you? I saw your ad in the Echo.
Yeah, we got a good response. I'm interviewing tomorrow. And we should be back on track. Here you are.
Oh, Tara.
Actually, that isn't the only reason I came out. I wanted to talk to you.
Oh, yeah? Oh, here comes Neil now.
What you said to me when I was really down...
That's water under the bridge. I bet he's going to polish this lot off.
Not really. What I wanted to say was that it really...
No, no, I better give him a shout. Oi, Neil! Break time!
I was going to take some out to him and Eddie.
No, that's all right. Leave it with me. I'll sort it out. I mean, Clary must be missing you in the dairy.
Maybe it'd be better...
No problem. And thanks.
No, maybe it would be better to leave it till we've got a bit more time.
Oh.
I'm just popping over to Brookfield to see how Jill is.
Right, well, I'll give her my best.
Yeah, I will, but I shan't be long. Could you pop in and see me when you break for lunch?
Well, I was going to go to the...
Please. I won't take up much of your time. Oh, help yourself, Neil.
Oh, thanks.
See you later, Mike.
Yeah, all right.
That looks nice.
Yeah.
Pat seems a lot better, doesn't she?
Yeah, I suppose so. Here, has Eddie told you what happened to him this morning?
Yeah, we have no chance for a chat. Too busy grafting. Oh, I'm parched. Pass us that thermos.
Yeah. I'm surprised he could keep it to himself. That salesman only rang him asking when he could have his machine back.
Blimey. What did he say?
He said his grass wasn't quite ready yet and he needed it to keep a few days longer.
And the bloke fell for it.
Yeah, looks like it.
Oh, that's good.
Well, he's still got it, isn't he?
Jammy devil. Pass us some biscuits.
I suppose one of his schemes is bound to turn up trump sometime.
And, what do you reckon to our scheme? Looking good this year, is it?
You what?
The strawberries. Up to scratch when you sprayed them.
Is that your roundabout way of saying thank you?
Oh, I don't need to thank you, mate. It's what we agreed.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was doing it.
Right. Well, thank you.
Well, that's all right, then. We are partners, after all.
Yep. We ought to start thinking about the publicity soon. Get our ad in the Echo.
Yeah, maybe we'll get Radio Borsetshire and do a feature on it.
Why would they want to do that?
We'll be more interested in some of the rubbish they put out.
Well, if you want to look into it...
And there's a lot more we could be doing. I think we should have a stall there selling drinks, ice creams...
We're supposed to be selling the strawberries.
Yeah, I've got an idea for that too. How about £3 for the price of two?
And how about us going bankrupt?
No, not all the time. Just a loss leader, like the supermarkets do.
Oh, you're getting ideas above your station. Let's just stick to what we know.
I hate being so helpless.
I know.
Having to depend on everybody for everything.
Exactly.
And they're being so good about it.
That's what families are for.
I feel so patient. It's a side of him I don't often see.
There you are, then. Something good's come out of it.
You're right, of course. I shouldn't complain. Only I was a bit more mobile.
It's only a week since you had the accident.
Still, I'm going back tomorrow for some physio. That should help.
I got really sick of people saying this to me, Jill, but it is true. It takes time
You don't want to run.
Before I can walk. Well, not with this plaster on, certainly.
Oh, that smells nice.
Best Kenyan. I got it as a treat for Mum.
Very thoughtful.
Nicer for you than those rich meals Dad keeps dishing up.
Does he?
He means well, but I'd really prefer something light.
Are you sure you won't stay for coffee?
There's plenty. I can easily fetch another cup.
Oh, no, thanks. I really must be getting back. I don't want to miss Mike, and I think he'll sneak away if he possibly can.
Well, it's been lovely to see you.
It's good to see you looking so well. And remember what I said. Take it slowly.
That's right. You tell her.
I'll try.
It's the voice of experience talking. Bye.
Bye.
Right. Drink this while it's hot.
Thanks. She seems much better, doesn't she?
Yes.
Nice to see the old pet back.
Hmm.
You all right, love?
Yes. Yes, I'm fine.
Aren't you going to have a coffee?
No, I don't fancy it at the moment. Must be all that sparkling water I downed with Tim Beecham.
Is he on the wagon again?
Not so as you'd notice. Still, he's put me on to a good DJ, someone we haven't used before. You will be able to come, won't you?
Of course I shall. I'll be there if they have to bring me in a wheelbarrow.
Good. I want all the family there.
I don't suppose I'll be able to bounce, though.
Mum, you are funny. Oh, I do love you. Here, let me give you a hug.
Oh, mind the plaster. Well, maybe it's worth breaking my knee to get all this attention.
Well, you deserve it. We take you too much for granted.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I do. Look how hard it is for everyone to manage without you.
That's true, unfortunately. I wish I could do more.
Oh, don't be silly. It's hard, but they are managing.
This week. Next week I'm worried about. The children home from school. And we're still not sure if Hayley can help out.
Why not?
It depends on Josie.
Oh, I see.
And the house will be full of B&Bs.
They've coped so far.
People have only been staying the odd night. And it hasn't been very satisfactory. They can't really use the downstairs cloakroom because it's effectively my bathroom. They haven't been able to use the sitting room.
All that's an optional extra.
Little things like that count. Like that poor child having to sleep in a Z bed because Phil had moved a real one down for me.
Did his parents complain?
Well, no, but...
Well, there you are, then.
It's not the stay I like to give people. All this disruption.
And on top of that, they have to eat Ruth's breakfasts.
Don't be mean. Anyway, your father's been cooking them half the time. Or Shula.
There you go.
But it's all so complicated.
The family will sort it out. That's what families do.
If you're lucky, which I am.
So am I. Now, more coffee. There's a whole pot going to waste here.
Mike! Mike, wait a minute!
Oh, last. Oh, hi, Pat.
Oh, good. I thought maybe I'd missed you.
No, but I would like to get on. Got to get soaked for this throat. It's killing us.
This won't take long.
Huh?
I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you? What for?
For talking to me about your depression.
Oh, that?
Yes. Can't have been easy.
One.
But it really was a help to me.
Was it?
Oh, yes. Knowing there was someone who'd been through what I was going through and come out the other side...
I wasn't sure I'd said the right thing at all.
Quite the right thing. And you helped me see what I was doing to other people. See what I'd still got left to live for.
Right.
Oh, please, don't go all embarrassed on me. It was very brave of you to be so honest.
Well, I just told you how I felt.
I know how hard that is.
Yeah, well, I'm glad it helped.
It did. Thank you.
Oh, it's all right. Got to think that something positive could come out of it.
Yeah, I feel the same. I just wish I could make Tony see that.
Ah, still treating you like cut glass, is he?
He does tend to.
Bet he did that, bless her. And the kids.
I suppose it's hard for him to believe I'm better.
Get him better, Pat. I don't want to bring you down, but you're still going to get the odd bad day. I mean, you need to be ready for it. Not think it means it's all starting up again.
Mm. You're right. Thanks again. Hey, you ought to start charging for this.
Yeah, that's a thought, eh? Here, maybe I'll have a little booth by the strawberries. I'll have to see what Neil thinks.
Lizzie, are you still in there? Are you all right? Lizzie?
Sorry, Nigel. I didn't mean to keep you waiting.
I was worried. You said you were feeling a bit queasy. And you've been in there such a long time. And then when you didn't reply...
Sorry.
I thought you might be really ill.
No, I'm not ill. Nigel, my period's late. It was due at the beginning of the week.
Oh. Oh, but that's not so late. I mean, we've been disappointed before.
I know, but there's something I haven't told you.
You are ill.
No, but last month...
Yes?
It was very light and...
Why didn't you tell me?
Well, we have been disappointed before. And I suppose... Oh, I know it's silly, but I never really expected to get pregnant.
We've been trying.
I know. I thought maybe I didn't deserve to.
Oh, Lizzie.
Because of the baby, I wouldn't have.
How long have you been thinking this and not telling me?
Since we started, I suppose. I didn't want to burden you with it.
You know it's rubbish. Last time was different. It was a very brave decision you made, and it was the right one.
Maybe. I still felt... Oh, I don't know. Why should I be allowed to pick and choose?
You're so hard on yourself. Oh, Lizzie, come here.
Nigel, I think it might be happening after all.
If it's been 2 months...
But it's not just that. I bought Mum some special coffee as a treat, Kenyan.
Oh, your favourite?
Well, not at the moment. I just couldn't face it, and that's what happened last time.
So you really think you might be pregnant?
I hardly dare to, but...
We must find out. How can we find out?
I could do a pregnancy test.
Yes, of course. How stupid of me. I'm so excited I can't think straight.
I nearly bought a kit in Borchester, but I was too scared.
Well, I'm not. Let's go and get one. Now.
These boots were made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk on.
Usha? Usha? Do you want a lift? I'm only going to Brookfield.
No, thanks, Hayley. I'm walking to Borchester.
Walking? To Borchester?
Yes. It's part of my training.
But don't you live where...
Yes, I had to visit the shop first. I needed new batteries.
I bet you did. It must be, what, 6 miles?
I hope so. I'll be walking to London next Sunday, so I need the practice.
Oh, rather you than me. 6 yards is my limit. Well, if you're sure...
I am.
All right, I better get on. Got to get Henry to the bungalow. Bye.
Bye, Hayley. Be lying when you ought to be truthing. You keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Usha!
Morning, Sid!
Do you want a lift back to your cottage?
Well, actually, I'm walking to Borchester, so no thanks.
To Borchester?
Yeah, part of my training.
Oh, yeah, sure. Don't you find it a bit slow? I prefer to run.
Well, it depends what you're training for, doesn't it? Since I'm going on a very long walk.
Yes, of course. Well, leave it to it then. When is this walk you're going on again?
Oh, we're starting on Sunday.
Oh, would it be all right if I came and collected my exercise machine sometime before then, Saturday morning, say?
Yeah, it's fine. Are you missing it?
Yeah, I have to tell you the truth. It gets addictive.
I know what you mean.
Anyway, I better get on. Good luck.
Thanks. I'm going to need it. Well, I'm fed up with you, Nancy. You're not bringing me much luck.
Morning, Usha.
Morning.
You're going into Borchester?
Yes. You're not going to offer me a lift, are you?
No, of course not. I imagine you're training, aren't you?
Ah, it's difficult to get people to understand. Are you going into Borchester? You could be my pacemaker.
No, just a Grey Gables. But I'd be happy to walk along with you.
Oh, thanks, Linda. Then maybe people will stop offering me lifts.
I wish I'd done it last night now.
No, you were right to wait. If you think it's more likely to be accurate first thing in the morning...
I just wanted to be absolutely sure. I don't think I could bear to be disappointed now.
No. Will it take much longer?
Well, let's not look yet. I do want to be sure. Nigel, I so want this baby.
So do I.
I lay awake all night thinking all the things we could do together, you know?
I couldn't sleep either.
I should have done it last night. Neither of us are in a fit state to take bad news.
If it's not positive, well, we'll just have to keep trying, that's all.
I know, but... It wasn't until I let myself think I might be pregnant I realised how much I wanted a child.
Me too. Oh, Lizzie, we can look now, surely. It must be 3 minutes.
I don't know.
Seems more like 3 years.
All right. Let's do it together, hold my hand.
Right.
Oh, Nigel, it's blue.
I know.
It's blue, it's blue! We're going to have a baby!
Yes!
We're going to have a baby!
We're going to have a baby!
That's right, Daniel. You push Josh.
Gently.
Hello, Hayley.
Oh, Kate, hi. I thought you were having your photo taken this morning. Josie said you was off to Home Farm.
Yeah. I just don't feel like playing Happy Families at the moment.
Oh, right. And how's my little sweetheart? Not grumpy like Mummy. No, lots of smiles for Aunt Hayley.
She thinks you're balmy, that's why.
Well, she can think what she likes. She's so pretty.
Is that Daniel and Josh?
Oh, yeah, haven't you heard? I'm helping out at Brookfield this week.
Oh, yeah, Mum did say something about it. Must be fun for you, all those kids.
Oh, the children are fine. It's the adults can't handle.
Oh, anything juicy?
Well, you won't think so. They all secretly feel they should cancel the bed and breakfast bookings next week.
Hold the front page.
I told you.
Well, why is that a secret?
You really want to know?
No, but it'll pass the time.
Well, Ruth thinks it will upset Jill to let the guests down. Phil will be cross about the loss of income, and everyone will think she can't cope with cooking the breakfast and changing the sheets. David thinks it'll upset his mum. His dad will be cross, etc., etc. And Ruth will think he thinks she can't cope.
Etc., etc.
Shula, much the same, except she feels guilty about not being on the spot. Phil just wants what will make Jill happy. He's been so sweet with her.
Yes, I get the picture.
And the interesting one is Jill. She really has sworn me to secrecy. She doesn't want the guests next week because they can't give them the proper Brookfield experience.
Oh, lucky old them.
But she thinks if she says that, it would be like saying Ruth and Shula aren't as good at it as she is.
Which, of course, they're not. Oh, honestly, families.
It's all quite sweet, really.
But it's so complicated. Look, why don't you just tell them the truth?
Oh, no. No. First rule of nannying, never get involved in family disputes. Listen and keep your mouth shut. I mean, I think I've already said too much.
Well, I don't know how you can remember to keep all that lot to yourself. It's so trivial.
It was just a casual remark. I said it was a pity Jill didn't live in the bungalow, because it would be so much easier for them. And then this gleam came into David's eyes.
Oh, don't talk to me about David. The fat lot of family solidarity is showing me. Or Ruth.
They still won't say it wasn't you that trashed your dad's crops.
No! I'm really fed up with it. It's all around the village, you know.
Does it bother you that much? I mean, you think they were right, don't you?
In principle, I wouldn't do it to my own dad.
Tommy believes you.
Well, that's something, I suppose.
He said he wouldn't have the bottle.
Oh, nice! That's Kirsty's influence, that is. She always had a mouth.
Oh, is this the new girlfriend? Mm. Do you know her?
I've seen her around.
Hayley! Great! I thought you might be here.
Hi.
Morning, Kate.
Morning.
You couldn't do me a big favour, could you?
Take Jamie early?
Could you?
Yeah.
Cathy's been called in the school for a lunchtime meeting and I need to open up.
Yeah, why not? The more the merrier. Hey, you go on, Jamie. You help Daniel push Josh. Daddy.
Thanks. Off you go, son. Daniel. Ella, I'll be getting back then.
Oh, Sid, well, I remember. I asked Roy if he was playing in a single wicket and he isn't.
Is it time for that again?
I know. He had the courtesy to ring me up and tell me. Not like some.
Well, if you mean Sean, I couldn't get much out of him either.
Why don't you want Sean to enter?
It's not appropriate.
Well, because he's gay. One man in 10 is, you know. There's bound to be someone on your cricket team.
He's not on our cricket team, which is why I have an objection to it. Nothing to do with that other stuff.
Hasn't he gone dark?
I very much doubt if there is one of his sort on our team.
Don't like the look of those clothes.
And what sort is that, Sid?
I don't want to discuss it.
Oh, it's all right, kids.
No, not openly, but all these nasty innuendos.
Huh, you'd know all about that, wouldn't you?
About what?
Now, you two, we've got more important things to think about.
Ugly rumours. Just might have some truth in it.
Now, you listen to me.
No, both of you listen to me. It is pouring with rain and we have 5 children to get under cover. Now, come on.
Oh, thank goodness. Hello, Elizabeth! Nigel! Oh, great. Well, I suppose it might rain next week, too. All good experience. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Rusha, you're going back to the village. Would you like a bit?
Oh, yes. Yes, I would. Oh,
it's wonderful to be in the dry.
Poor thing, you're absolutely soaked.
We're just tore down all the way.
Ah, I'm surprised no one else stopped for you.
Well, Nigel did wave. It's my fault for telling people I wanted to walk.
Yes, but not in this weather. There are limits. You're going back to your cottage?
Yes. I thought I'd walk home and get on with some work there, but not that I feel much like it now. I think I'll have a nice hot bath first. That should sort out all my aching muscles.
Well, I know something that certainly would. Why don't I give you a massage?
No, really, I should be getting home.
No, 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 you're in no state to work, Usha. One of my massages, that's what you need. You've got no idea what a difference it'll make.
Isn't it lovely to be in here, all nice and cosy out of the rain?
Oh, I'd be happy in a transport cafe in a blizzard at the moment.
We've got to celebrate properly. Oh, I love everybody.
Keep your voice down, darling. You're frightening the waiters.
Isn't Usha noble to keep on walking through that downpour? And such a cheery wave she gave us. I'd like to do something. I'd like to tell the world.
Not yet, Nigel, please. Not till I've been to the doctors and made absolutely entirely sure.
It can be our secret.
I'd like that. While I get used to the idea.
It takes some getting used to, doesn't it?
It does.
Not having second thoughts.
Do I look as though I am?
No. You look radiant.
So do you. And, well, Nigel, I have to say this. Just a little smug.
Sorry. But, well, it is a boost to a chap's pride, you know.
And just think. Without the workmen, it might never have happened.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, Nigel, your face. If I am 2 months pregnant, you know when I might have conceived.
I'm not dreadfully good at counting backwards. I hope it was nice and romantic.
It was. That afternoon you finally put your foot down to Julia about the workmen's teas.
Oh, yes. That was a good afternoon.
A real love child. I'm so glad.
I won't be a minute, Usha. I'll just pull the door to. You relax.
Sorry, I didn't mean to disturb you.
Well, I can leave her for a little while. Let the oils really do their work.
Oh, it's really getting to me. I just can't talk to Mum and Dad about it anymore.
They do believe you, don't they?
I think they do. But the longer it goes on... I mean, it'll be all round the bull by now. Sid Perks will see to that.
Really? He's usually quite careful about spreading gossip.
We had a bit of a run-in.
Kate, you're your own worst enemy.
Oh, I just get so mad. I didn't do it.
Well, injustice is hard to bear.
And nobody knows who did, so why pick on me?
Well...
I mean, I know I'm the local loony activist.
A role you share with me, Kate, and not an ignoble one.
I wouldn't do this to my own family.
Well, of course not.
Yeah, but it's members of my family who won't clear my name. That's what hurts.
Did you explain to David and Ruth how hurt you are?
Not exactly.
No. I imagine you went in full of righteous indignation.
Oh, I just don't see why they're being so unhelpful.
Perhaps they don't realise how much it means to you to clear your name.
Maybe. Or maybe it's worth another try.
Well, I think so. Only softly, softly this time, eh?
I'll go round tomorrow.
Good girl. Now let me see how Usha's doing.
I didn't see her as the massage type.
Oh, she was very tense. But I was able to talk a few things through with her. And with that, and the massage, and the oils, I'm sure she'll be completely relaxed, quite ready for a nice cup of tea.
Linda, I think you'll have to wake her up first.
One more rinse should do it, I think.
You should have taken this up professionally.
Perhaps, when I retire. Is that water too hot?
That could be the day. No, it's fine.
Right. Yeah, well, I can't see any more shampoo. Up you come.
Oh, that feels better.
Let's get this towel on your head.
Thanks.
Now, I should just perch here on the low seat for a while.
Good idea. If you take my arm...
Yeah, right now. There you are. Expect you could do with a bit of a rest.
I could. It's more tiring than you think.
Yeah, well, there's not much room in here. It's hard to manoeuvre. You must be exhausted.
It's worth it, though. I hadn't washed it since I got back from hospital. Thanks, Phil.
Well, my pleasure.
It may sound silly, but I often think washing your hair helps clear your head.
Well, have you got a headache?
Only a metaphorical one. Wow. I'm a bit concerned about this family meeting.
Why? I think they'll be delighted when we tell them we've decided to cancel the B&Bs for next week.
I just don't want Ruth and Shuler imagining I think they can't cope. They've been absolutely marvellous.
Well, tell them that, and then they'll understand. I think it'll be a huge relief to them.
You're probably right. It was a relief to me when I finally plucked up the courage to tell you.
I don't know why it took you so long.
Well, I probably wouldn't have said anything if Hayley hadn't encouraged me to come clean. She's such a sensible girl.
I'm glad she did, but I still don't quite understand why you need an encouraging.
I was worried you might be concerned about the loss of income. Yeah. I know how much that's been on your mind this last year.
Well, it's only for a few weeks. We'll soon make it up.
I hope so.
Actually, while I've been at home, it's been a good opportunity to sort out some figures on the dairy herd.
Not a problem, is there?
No, on the contrary. I think I've identified a way we can save quite a lot of money.
Off you go. That's the way. Right, Bert, that's the last.
David!
Oh, here we go again. Afternoon, Kate.
Is this a good time? If you're taking the cows back to the fields, I could walk along with you.
No, Bert's doing that. But I have got a family meeting quite soon.
Oh, this won't take long. I wanted to apologise.
Oh.
To you and to Ruth. Last week, I did go a bit over the top.
Oh, right. Well, no. Apology accepted.
No.
Oh. I appreciate it's a difficult situation for you. It is for all of us.
Can you? Can you really?
Well, I think you gave us a pretty good idea of the way you were feeling last week.
But actually, I don't think I did. Well, you think I'm just angry, but it's more complicated than that.
Is it?
I'm hurt, David. All these rumours going round the village, making me out to be someone who'd attack her own family. That's what really upsets me.
Well, yeah, I can see that.
Well, you can do something about it, then. Well, you believe me, don't you? I had nothing to do with it.
I believe you, but...
Then can't you just say so? Make some kind of statement?
Kate, look, I'm really sorry. I appreciate you coming here, and I know this is tough for you, and I'm quite prepared to say to anyone who wants to know that I believe you.
Well, then!
But that isn't what you want me to say. You want me to say that I know for certain that you weren't there. And I can't do that.
But you just said...
I can't say for certain who was there or who wasn't. I didn't see anyone's face.
You're just splitting hairs.
Kate, believe me, I am not. I can't say more than I have.
Oh, David. God.
You mean you won't?
That isn't what I mean.
Afternoon, Kate.
Bye, Uncle Phil. And thanks, David. Thanks a lot.
Kate, please.
Oh. Is this still about Brian's GM rape?
Dad, I really don't want to talk about it anymore. I just wish to God that Ruth and I had chosen a different route home that night.
Fair enough. But, David, there's something I'd like to run past you.
What, to do with this meeting?
No, not really. Well, at least not directly.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, while I've been at home with your mum, I've had a chance to sort out a few things in the office.
Yeah, Ruth noticed you'd been looking at the milk statements.
And the herd performance.
There's nothing wrong, is there?
Well, not exactly wrong. It's just given me a few ideas I'd like you and Ruth to mull over.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, I've been looking at a few figures, you know, total production costs in pence per litre of milk.
So what's new?
And then I turned them into comparable farm profit for the last 3 years.
And that showed a big drop. I know, Dad.
Yes, that's right. A steady decline.
Well, it's only to be expected. Milk prices have fallen. Our profits are bound to be down.
Well, I looked at some individual items, too, on the cost side.
Where's this leading, Dad?
It seemed to me that some of them were a bit on the high side.
Which ones?
Well, power and machinery... Depreciation, fertilisers?
Well, that just about covers everything.
That was rather my point.
But it balances out, though. We have to use a fair bit of fertiliser to grow enough grass to keep down the cost of buying feed in.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't exactly call that balancing out.
It's the same with the machinery. The silage-making equipment and the mixer wagons, all part of the same strategy.
Well, it's that strategy I'm questioning. It does seem rather a vicious circle to me.
Sorry, Dad, I think I'm beginning to lose the plot here.
I just wonder if all these high-tech solutions are necessarily the best way forward in these hard times.
Ruth's doing her best. We both
are. Oh, yeah, I know you are, and that's exactly why I'm having this conversation with you first. I don't want you to think I'm criticising you, because I'm not.
It's what it sounds like.
Well, I just think there might be other solutions we could look at, and we should all keep an open mind.
If you're sure that's all right.
It's fine. I'll pick you up on Sunday morning, bright and early, and run you into Birmingham.
I'm afraid it is rather early.
I'm used to it. And you don't want to miss the start of the march and have to run to catch up.
Not really.
How's Janet getting there?
She was planning to spend the night before with me, so...
That's fine. I'll take her too.
Are you sure? Well, we shan't have much luggage.
No problem. I was going to offer a lift anyway, so it's one less stop to make.
It's very kind of you.
Oh, I wish I could come myself.
Well, that would have been fun.
The least I can do is give you a good send-off. Are many coming from the village?
Oh, I'm not sure. It is an early start.
All in a good cause.
I feel quite guilty about depriving you of your lie-in after the week you've had.
Oh, to be honest, I'd rather be out of the way. In case anyone gets any daft ideas about me helping with the Sunday lunch again.
I see.
Not that it should be a problem after this family meeting, but just in case.
I don't know how you've managed, and with the shearers coming too.
Oh, that did knock it out of me. But it's not just the physical strain, it's mental. Who's got which children, who's doing the breakfast, what beds need changing, that's before you even start on the farm work.
I know what you need. You should get Linda to give you a massage.
You are joking. I'd heard they were lethal.
I had one yesterday. I found it very relaxing.
Doesn't she talk all the time? Hi, David.
Hi. Hello, Usha.
Hi. I don't know, I fell asleep.
Where are the kids?
I bet you did. Alistair's taking them.
She said it was a side effect of the massage.
Nothing to do with you having walked 10 miles.
Oh, that's good. That should make this meeting a bit quieter. I suppose we should be getting over.
Oh, I must be getting on. I've got a lot to do.
I was beginning to wonder where you were. Problem with the milking?
No. Had another visit from Kate.
Dear.
And then I had Dad bending my ear.
I'll leave you to it. Oh, no, Ruth, don't get up.
Oh, I don't know if I can. But I'll be all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed by Sunday morning. Don't you worry.
All right. See you then. Bye, David.
Bye, Usha.
Bye.
Hey, good luck if I don't see you before.
Oh, thanks.
Are you whack, love? You look it.
It's been a long week. I'll feel a lot better if this meeting goes the way we want it to.
Yeah. Well, we've got to stick to our guns about the B&Bs.
I agree.
We just can't carry on with them next week. It's impossible.
I'm glad you see it like that. I was afraid you'd think we were letting your mum down.
I thought you'd think that I was letting you down, saying you couldn't cope.
Well, I can't.
That's not true. You've been marvellous. But we can't go on like this.
Good thing Hayley let on that you and I were thinking along the same lines.
Yeah, it was.
She's been great, too. Don't know what we'd have done without her.
It'd be a lot easier for her if Mum and Dad go along with my other idea.
Maybe. But don't push it.
Well, it's the obvious solution, though, isn't it? Staring us in the face.
I don't think they're going to see it like that. It's getting rid of the B&Bs that's really crucial.
Yeah. Well, I'm still going to mention it, though, anyway.
Did your dad say anything about the B&Bs? You said he'd been talking to you.
No, it wasn't about that. He's been looking at the herd figures.
Oh, I knew he was up to something.
Well, it is his herd as well.
I know. It just makes me jumpy when Phil's looking at me figures.
Yeah, he realises that. He doesn't mean to.
I'll take your word for it.
But, I think you should brace yourself.
What have I done wrong now?
Nothing. Except be 40 years younger than he is. I gather we're in for one of his lectures on how much better farming was in the old days.
Well, I think you're looking a lot better.
I've washed my hair. It's given me a real lift.
However did you manage that?
Your father helped me. Oh. He's been so good.
I know.
And I've been doing my exercises. They're very simple, but I think they help.
It's just a different way of looking at things, that's all.
I'm not sure I quite agree with that. Let's leave it for a moment, shall we?
Where's David?
We had to take a phone call. It won't be long.
Oh, I know what I was going to ask you, Shula. Have you seen Janet this week?
Oh, only in passing. She's been very busy getting everything settled before she gets off.
She sent me a nice note apologising for not having been round. I wish I could see her off.
Don't even think about it.
Well, I'm going, Mum. I'll give her your love.
Thank you.
Oh, actually, that's a thought. I've been so busy myself, I haven't asked her if she needs a lift.
No, she's fine. I'm giving Usha one, and Janet's staying the night before with her, so...
Oh, right, I see.
Well, I'm not sure how much luggage they'll have, but if there's room and you'd like the lift...
No, that's all right. Alistair and Daniel might like to come. We could make a day of it.
Sorry about that.
Ah, right. Well, let's make a start, shall we?
Right.
First of all, I want to say how wonderful you've all been this week. And how much I appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, don't be silly, Mum.
But it's obvious that next week poses some special problems.
We've had an idea about that. Two, in fact.
But one's more important than the other.
Oh, that's very inventive of you. We only had one, didn't we, Jo?
Afraid so. What about you, Shula?
I did think of something, but I'd rather hear everyone else's first.
Well, you start, Dad.
All right. We think... we should cancel the bed and breakfast bookings.
So do we.
So did I.
Oh. Well, that's settled then.
Oh, you don't mind, Mum.
Oh, we can't offer them the holiday they should have, and I'd rather disappoint them now than have them go away disappointed.
They'll understand we had no choice.
I thought you'd be worried about losing the income.
Oh, well, some things are more important than money. I don't want Jill fretting and you all working yourselves into the ground.
Well, we can still offer Rickyard Cottage as it's quite self-contained and I can take responsibility for that.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, well, that's a weight off my mind.
There was our other idea.
It's not so important now.
Oh, well, let's hear it anyway.
It's a bit more radical.
But very practical.
Sounds intriguing.
Well, Hayley's been great with the children, but our place is a bit of a squeeze of four kids.
That's putting it mildly.
And it'll be five next week.
Six with Becky.
Of course.
And it would be so much easier for Mum if she was living somewhere where everything was all on one level.
It would, and for everybody else.
Like our bungalow. So why don't we just swap houses?
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.